ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today in the Tarbiyah series we will look at the issue of recognizing the power and hand and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything which happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Al Imran said, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the fact that whatever happens, the one doing it is Allah jalla wa'ala. And this is the essence of Iman. The essence of Iman is to recognize the fa'il al-haqiqi, to recognize the actual doer of something. To see something happening from one place and to know that it is not happening from that place, but it is happening because of the hukum of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran many instances of Ibrahim alayhi salam where he said to the people, he said, when I am hungry, Allah feeds me. When I am thirsty, Allah gives me something to drink. When I am wa'idha maridtu, fahu yashfin. When I am sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures me. And there are many other instances and ayats in the Quran which draw our attention to this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does. Allah is the one who gives and Allah is the one who takes away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are from Allah and we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does everything and without whose power nothing is possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that not a single thing happens without the hukum and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single leaf falls from a single tree without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being aware of it and without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having ordered this thing to happen. In today's world of technology, all of this is very easy to understand because the ability to track a single action, the ability to track a single word, even we have today. We don't have to go into Imamul Ghaib to understand this. Even we can do this. Our technology can do this. Every single telephone conversation, every single email, every single letter you write is trackable, it is tracked, it is recorded, it is stored, it is searchable, it is retrievable, and there is nothing that can take it away. Even if it is in your hard disk of your computer, even if you take the hard disk and you smash it with an axe and you burn it in the fire and you take it out, there is technology available which can retrieve everything inside that hard disk, even after you do all of that to the hard disk. So it's not destroyed. So what is so difficult to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows and who can retrieve every single thing because He is the one who created it, He is the one who made it in the first place. And that is why it is very important for us in the issue of tarbiyah to recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that we do. Two or three things very important mistakes which we make commonly. One is, as one of my ustad used to say, that when you have a headache, what do you think first? What is the first thought in your mind? That Allah will cure it or I look for my medicine, headache medicine. Which one first? It's not haram to take medicine. Of course, we should take medicine. Nothing wrong with that. But which is the first thought? This headache will go away with the medicine or it will go away with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why whenever I eat something, any medicine, I say to myself, I make dua and I say, Allah, this thing has no power. Give this power. This thing is nothing. This medicine has no power in itself. It can't do anything. If medicine could do something, nobody would die in a hospital. All doctors would have eternal life. But doctors die. And people die in hospitals, in spite of having the best medical technology available. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does. When the time to go comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the life of the person and nothing on the face of the earth can stop that. So, very important, where does, in terms of tarbiyah, monitor yourself and say, where does the first thought go? Where is the first thought? You are driving a car, something suddenly comes in front of you, you brake, and then you say to yourself, you know, it is the Michelin tires on this car. If this car didn't have Michelin tires, I would have crashed. Yeah? Princess Diana died how? In a car crash, in a armored Mercedes-Benz, being driven by a professional driver, and you know the kind of professional driving, those kinds of drivers, what kind of training they have. And she was sitting in the back seat, and the man sitting in the front seat didn't die, and she died. The armored Mercedes didn't save her, the professional driving didn't save her. When the time comes, it comes. When the time comes, it comes. So, what comes on our tongue first? To monitor this for ourselves. If I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'ilul haqiqi, that He is the one who actually does, then when I speak, my tongue must not ascribe whatever is happening to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, if something comes to us from a person, we must thank that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who does not thank the person has not thanked Allah. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامِ He said, the one who has not thanked the human beings, the people, he has not thanked Allah. So we must thank people, no doubt. But what is on our tongue first? Alhamdulillah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, this thing came to me, جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, Hafiz bhai, for giving me this. Not to say, no, if he was not there, I would have been starving. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We must really seriously ask ourselves this question. Because on our tongue comes this kufr. It's not kufr as in sends you out of Islam. No, but I'm saying when we are looking at tarbiyah, we are looking at trying to get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closer you go, the smaller the tolerance. The closer you go, the smaller the tolerance. Why? Because at that level of closeness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your dua like He used to accept the dua of the Anbiya. So if you want that status, then we have to be very careful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اردو میں بولتے جس کے رتبے ہیں سوا ان کو سوا مشکل ہے سو اف یو آر دیٹ کلوز دین وی ہیو ٹو بی ویری کیئرفل اینڈ وی آل وانٹ ٹو بی کلوز ہو وانٹس ٹو ہو ڈز ناٹ وانٹ ٹو بی کلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سمبڈی ہو سیز نو نو دیٹس اوکے آئی وانٹ ٹو بی فار اوے اسٹوپڈ ہیز فول ہیز اے فول ہی ڈز ناٹ انڈرسٹینڈ وٹ ہی از سیئنگ اینی ون ود اینی سینس ول سے دیٹ دس از لائف از دی اونلی تھنگ آئی ہیو اینڈ دی ایم آف دس لائف از ٹو گیٹ ایز کلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ایز پاسبل اینڈ ایز آئی آلویز سے I always give the example. Don't actually do this. It will damage your eyes. But I always give the example that if you stare into a 1000-watt halogen bulb, right? If you open your eyes, you look into the halogen bulb and then you turn away, what do you see? Nothing. Nothing. You're blinded. You only see that light. Wherever you turn, you only see that light. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Wherever you turn, you will see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not the face of Allah as in we have not seen the face of Allah. You see the signs of Allah, the glory of Allah, the majesty of Allah, whichever way you turn. This is the nature of the Muslim. Because once he has looked into that light, he cannot see anything else. Then the Jah wa Jalal of the dunya does not intimidate him. Then the power and majesty and glory of the kings and the presidents and the prime ministers does not intimidate him. Then the money of people and this and that does not intimidate. Because he looks beyond his money and he says, this money, what money? There were people who had much more than this and today where are they? They are in their graves. So what will happen to this one? What will happen to me? He is able to see the haqiqat. Iman is to be able to see the haqiqat. Is to see the haqiqat. And what is the haqiqat? The haqiqat is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us do our own tarbiyah. The idea of this tarbiyah series is for us to give pointers where we monitor ourselves. And say from today onwards, inshallah, we will look and see the glory of majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind everything. We will not allow ourselves to be distracted. We will never allow any kalimat to come on our tongue which take us away from the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always when we speak, we will say the name of Allah first, the glory of Allah first. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. After that, everything else. After that, everything else. In a famous hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, where he said that you can never have the, you will have the sweetness of Iman. He said you will have the sweetness of Iman if you have three things in you. He said, the first thing is that you love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anybody else. And number two, that you love one another for the sake of Allah alone. Not because He is your tribe or He is your country or cousin, no. For the sake of Allah alone. And number three, that you hate to go back to kufr like you hate to be put into the fire. Three things, if you have, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you have these three things, you will surely taste the sweetness of Iman. If you love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody else, if you love each other for the sake of Allah alone, not for some asabiyat and not for some other reasons, and third one is if you hate to go back to kufr, like you hate to be thrown into the fire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inculcate these qualities in us, inshallah. And when somebody asked me, he said, how can we love Allah and His messengers more than anything else when there are so many distractions in the world? So I said, this is like somebody asking a question that somebody just gave you a solitaire diamond, the Kohinoor, which fills your whole hand, and you are holding this Kohinoor and you are saying, how can I ignore this dry fish and how can I ignore these vegetables? I mean, does it make sense? Makes absolutely no sense. I mean, you are holding this huge diamond which is worth $1 billion or more in your hand. It's been gifted to you free. You got it for free. And your mind, will it take you to some dry fish? If somebody says that, then what do you say to that person? You say, you don't even know what you have in your hand, boss. You're so ignorant that you don't even know what you're holding in your hand. You're worried about dry fish. You're worried about a perishable thing which will die, which will be finished. When you are connected to the one who will never finish. Hayyu alladhi la yamut. Who is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal insu wal jinnu yamutun. And the ins and the jinn, they will die. So no matter what so-called distraction, no matter who is there in our lives, whether it's in the case of people or money or material or business, nothing can distract the Muslim who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can distract him. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu, there was a person, his name was Thawban radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a slave and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had freed him. So he was very, very happy and he loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. And he would come and he would simply sit and look at the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all. He would just look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would be sitting there and looking at his face. And he would say, Rasulullah, I love you so much that whenever I feel sad, I feel disconnected, I come and I look at your face, I feel connected. Whenever I see you, I feel happy. Nothing. He is not asking for anything. He is not even asking for nasihat or nothing. Absolutely. I just want to see your face. See the love of the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day, Thawban radiallahu anhu came before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was crying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why are you crying? What happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I was still thinking that in this dunya, in this life, I can come and I can see you and so on. And I feel happy. But what will happen when I die? Because you will be in some Firdausul A'la. You will be close to Allah. Where will I be? Where will I be? I will never see you again. I will never be able to see you again. So he said, what is that Jannah? Even if I get Jannah. What is that Jannah? Which does not have Muhammad in it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could answer him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam came with the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Jibreel salam said, the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be with the Anbiya. He will be with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and has given His inam, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from the Anbiya. وَصِدِّقِينَ وَشُهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ حَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That is the full ayat. Thawban radiallahu anhu used to go around Medina and he used to say, see, Allah revealed this ayat for me. Allah revealed this ayat for me. And wallahi, that is true. This is the asbab al-nuzul of this ayat of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream before we die, inshallah. And who will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after we die, inshallah, in the Jannah. And we ask Allah to make us among those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anybody else. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those whose dua He accepts and who He is pleased with and who He will count among the companions of His Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin. My brothers and sisters, if you liked what you saw and if you liked what you heard, then spread the word. Write to us at info@standardbearersacademy.com. info@standardbearersacademy.com. And spread this link on your social networks. I want to say to you what I hold myself up for. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. So let us do what is in our control. Jazakallahu khairan wa salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.